Psalm 100 says, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is good. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Isn't that a beautiful passage? That's Psalm 100, verses 1, 2, and three. Well, good morning to you. It is Thursday, this July 2nd, 2020. My name is Joey Kroll. Welcome to Mark and Friends. I'm the friends part. I have the wonderful privilege of being the guest host on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends each and every week, and been doing it actually for quite some time now. And it really is an honor. I'm so blessed, honestly, I am, to sit behind this microphone and just talk. I remember being a young man, a teenager with really no purpose, really no hope. I didn't know the Lord. There was really no direction in my life. And at the age of just about when I turned 18, I had a brand new identity, and that is a child of God. And so today I'm just so privileged that God can use this broken vessel. I really am. So it's an honor to sit behind this microphone. It really is. And I have the joy of standing in a pulpit every Sunday and Wednesday and just share Christ. And I'm just not worthy of doing it at all. So I'm thankful for the open doors and closed doors that God has in my life. And it's a joy to hang out with you today. Of course, it is Thursday, this July 2nd, 2020. And lots of stuff going on this week. This weekend, my family and I were going to go to our annual vacation that we've been doing for the last 10 summers to Santa Claus, Indiana. Looking forward to that, just kind of getting out and enjoying just a couple of days with our family. Our son, Timothy, is 17. He's going to be going off to basic training here in the next month and a half. And so this is an important vacation, just kind of one last hurrah, so to speak, if you want to put it like that. But yeah, Saturday, of course, is Independence Day, July 4th. And so today for Mark and Friends, I thought we would hear a special message from Alex Kendrick. He spoke at the National Day of Prayer breakfast several years ago. You may recognize his name. He was the director of many movies like War Room, Overcomer, Fireproof, Courageous. Remember Facing the Giants several years ago, Mom's Night Out. And so we're going to hear a special prayer that he prayed for our nation, America. So we'll hear that coming up in just a few moments. But first, let's thank the Lord for the great land that we live in. Here's David Phelps in America the Beautiful. God bless America. Phelps and America the Beautiful and God Bless America medley. You are listening to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. My name is Joey Kroll, and of course Saturday is Independence Day, July 4th, and so today for Mark and Friends, we're going to hear a special message and prayer from Alex Kendrick, who really has a passion to tell stories of hope and redemption. He's the co-writer for screenplays and books. He's the director and editor of Kendrick Brothers Films. He speaks across America and in other countries, too, and has been featured on many, many, many media outlets. Here's Alex Kendrick praying for our great nation back at the National Day of Prayer Breakfast several years ago.
Our Father in heaven, we come before you today acknowledging you as creator. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the one who established your chosen people and through whom you gave your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. You established the promised land of Israel and demonstrated time and time again that if your people sought you, worshiped you, and obeyed you, that you would bless them with guidance, provision, and protection. But that if they turned away, you would remove your hand and allow judgment. Lord, we also acknowledge that just as Israel was dedicated to you at its founding, that another country years later would also seek your blessing and dedicate themselves and their land to you. The first president of these United States of America on the day of his inauguration sought your hand, your guidance, and your blessing on our new country. And the people prayed and celebrated in agreement. In the following years, Lord, you did more for us than we deserved. You blessed us with military strength. You blessed us with economic strength, with inventions, medical discoveries, academic achievement, and national prosperity. You lifted us up to lead the world as we proclaim that our blessings came from you and that in God we trust. Our Constitution acknowledges you as our creator, and our founding fathers noted that our people should never be led without your word. But as you blessed us, we eventually became prideful in our success, believing that it was by our own hands that our nation was elevated and that you owed us blessing and protection. In time, a generation rose, Lord, that became callous to you, and we chose our own prideful logic above your truth, abandoning you in our schools and ignoring you in our courts. Yet you showed patience and mercy and called out, "Return to me, America, return to me." But instead, we embraced our sin, claiming that we were Lord over ourselves. We abandoned you by giving credit to the creation of our world to astronomical chance, and began throwing you and your moral boundaries out for our selfish pleasure. We've oversaturated our hearts and minds on immoral entertainment until our consciences are seared. When we've begun shedding the innocent blood of the unborn who were an inconvenience to our lives. Wickedness. Lord, we call slavery wickedness. It's devaluing your human life for our convenience. How can we not call abortion the same thing? Devaluing human life for our convenience. It is the same wickedness. And Lord, yet you keep calling repent, America, repent and return to me. But we responded that we've done no wrong. We justify our sin as our right and liberty. And so we have chased money, physical pleasure, and the belief that we are entitled to what we do not deserve. Lord, what you call wicked, we call good. And we've now begun persecuting those that proclaim your truth. You've sent warnings, allowing breaches in our security and instability in our economy. You've allowed drought to begin touching our land and civil unrest in our cities. And Lord, even the people who claim to still acknowledge you, we've become apathetic, Lord. We're complacent. We're comfortable. Our worship has been lukewarm and our prayers passionless. We shake our heads in shame as our nation weakens around us. Instead of repenting of our apathy and inaction, where are the people of God? Where are those that still cry out to you with broken and contrite hearts? Lord, we deserve judgment. We deserve your wrath. For we have sinned and sinned greatly. And we know your judgment starts in the house of God. Our righteousness is as filthy rags and our hypocrisy is as a cancer in our land. But we cry out to you, Lord. We have nowhere else to look but you. There is no other answer. Man cannot redeem us. So remember your mercy. Remember your compassion. And break our hearts, O God. Help us to love what you love and hate what you hate. Give us the courage to call sin what it is and to define our lives by your truth. Remind us of your love for us. Call us to repentance. And may every heart that knows you as Lord seek you this day. May we grieve over sin this day that you might show us mercy and forgiveness. Lord, for those that heed your words and repent with open hearts, restore us to you. Unify those that love you. Raise up a generation that seeks you and worships you with their whole heart. Raise up a generation that is not ashamed of the gospel and hates to be lukewarm. Grant them faith, love, and courage to live according to your word, to pray with power and to act with conviction. Raise up leaders, Lord, who will not compromise when under pressure or abandon you for the approval of men. Raise them up, Lord, that they may call upon your name and you will answer, that they will confess Jesus Christ as King of kings and Lord of lords. Break up the hard soil of our hearts, Lord, that you may take joy in our worship again. And bless us. Call us to holiness that we would once again be the light of the world and draw all men to you. Awaken us, Lord. Rekindle our fire and stir our hearts. We confess our sins and we seek your face. So forgive us, Lord, that we can again proclaim, great is thy faithfulness. We ask for your forgiveness and cleansing. We pray against those who reject your truth, turn their hearts to you, or confound their logic. But don't let wickedness take our land. Don't let them succeed, Lord. Stand in their way. For America is yours. It was founded for you, dedicated to you. And like Israel, may she remain undivided and in your care. Keep our bond strong with Israel, Lord, and our leaders loyal, or remove them from office. May your kingdom come and your will be done. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. I have seen the watchfires of 100 circling kings. They have built him an altar in the evening dews and days. I have read righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamps. His day is marching on. Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. The hero born of woman crushed the serpent with his heel. Since God is marching on, since God is marching on, glory, glory, hallelujah. To make men holy, let us die to make them free. While God is marching on, our God is marching on.
Amen. Highlands Worship and the Battle Hymn of the Republic. Well, thank you so much for listening to Mark and Friends Today, a ministry of the Great News Radio Media Group. My name is Joey Kroll here on this Thursday. And coming up tomorrow, be sure to tune in. Mark Burns will be back in the seat. I warmed it up for him. I think he'll appreciate it. I'm even going to clean up my mess as well. He'll have Pastor Jason Schiffo going to be joining him as they talk about several different things. So I think you'll be blessed when you tune in tomorrow for Mark and Friends. Until next time, just remember that you are salt, you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.
Now when the saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in, dear Lord, I want to be in that number. The saints go marching in. I'm just a weary pilgrim traveling through this world of sin, getting ready for my Savior when the saints go marching in. Now when the saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in, dear Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in.
Gone on before, and I promised I would meet her on heaven's golden shore. When the saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in, oh Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in.
And my father, may God bless him, I can see him now and then, with the robe of white around him, when the saints go marching in. Now when the saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in, oh Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in.
I'm waiting for that chariot to swing low, and I'll step in.